The housing market.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Last year, 6,560 homes were sold in the valley, slightly up from 2023 and 24, but much lower than around 8,000 annual sales from 2016 to 2022. The first 2 months of this year, sales volume was lower than the same time last year. Median sales price dropped in February, while adverse weather undoubtedly contributed to a slower housing market. Housing prices have recorded negative momentum since December. Adjusted for inflation, the valley's housing prices have been dropping since the beginning of 2025. Median sales prices dropped 5% below their February 25 level in the first year-over-year price drop since January 24. Nationally, existing home sales volume has been below last year's level since last November, and average sales prices have been trending down since last July. The housing market has seen dramatic changes in this decade. Sales initially dropped at the start of the pandemic, but then soared to historic highs with over 6 million homes sold nationally and 8,500 locally. This was followed by a decline, with the national sales falling to about 4 million and local sales around 6,200, reflecting trends before the Great Recession, although the economy is currently stronger. Housing supply has been extremely tight. By mid-2020, the national supply of single-family homes had fallen to below 2 months, an exceptionally low level. Conditions have since improved, with the supply averaging about 3.8 months, and inventory has increased by 5% since last year. Locally, listings in the valley have also been trending down since last July. However, new building permits have been rising rapidly, averaging 210 per month, up from 150 during 2023-24 period, indicating a higher supply of housing in the near future. Deed registrations are a leading indicator of housing demand in the valley. This indicator vaulted after the pandemic, then rapidly fell as the Fed's tight monetary policy took effect. The number of deeds registered has been flat in 2025 and has been declining in the first 2 months of this year, suggesting softer housing demand in the valley. In the light of the war in the Middle East, the Fed is very unlikely to cut interest rates anytime soon. Also, the rising producer price index has already increased the likelihood of higher inflation. As a result, mortgage rates are more likely to rise than to fall. Data indicate that the housing market began to weaken late last year. The war in the Middle East is heightening investor concerns. However, if it is expected to persist for an extended period, investors' concerns will rapidly shift to a wait-and-see approach to investing in property, further softening the housing market. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.